Tonight's scripture comes from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. And you can find that in the Pew Bibles on page 738 if you want to follow along. It says, "Ask and you will receive. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Whoever seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door is opened." The door is open. Obviously, this scripture tonight is talking about prayer. We can't have enough prayer in our lives, especially this time of year. We all have a lot of stresses going on. And the one stress that this seems to just radiate a lot of is we're closing in on April 15th. And as much as we all hate it, we all just really just despise it. You know, to the point of, oh, we got to give something away. We got to give away what we don't have. Hope I get some back. Oh, why do I have to give it to these people? Why do I got to do this? Why do I got to do that? But we tend to focus on that. And then we let our other prayer life kind of go to the side a little bit. Tend to let it slide some. And I've over the years I've started to subscribe to a whole new idea that kind of goes with this scripture. When I pray big. Now when I pray out here for you guys just to follow along as the pastor's praying, it's kind of subdued. But when I talk to God, I ask God big. I don't ask God small. I ask God big because I expect God to give me anything and everything He knows I need. Now there's a lot of times I ask for some crazy stuff. You know, God, I'd like to be 100 pounds slimmer. And God, yeah, right. You know, anybody ever, I know these folks in the front row have heard it. Remember Bill Cosby back in the 60s when he did Noah? And you know, whenever Noah talks to, God talks to Noah and he says, "Noah, I want you to build an ark." He goes, "What's an ark?" He goes, "It'll be so many cubits by so many cubits." He goes, "Yeah, right." Have you ever done it to God? Yeah, right. God calls you to step out and talk to a family member. You go, yeah, right. There's no way. Yeah, right. You know, got to make decisions about your parents. Kurt recently had that happening. Had to make these decisions. And you're like, God's telling you in your heart, you've got to do something. You go, yeah, right. But we need to start talking to God bigger, don't we? We got to talk to God and say, God, I really want you to impact my life the best way you can, God. Knock me down with it if you have to. And keep praying for that and pray bigger because Scripture tells us that if we do, God will answer. God always answers us because He gives us these things to look at. He gives us knowledge. He gives us patience. He gives us wisdom. He gives us love. He gives us understanding. The big five. Wisdom, patience, wisdom. Well, knowledge, patience, wisdom, love, and understanding. Understanding that, you know, God's not going to give you something that you don't need. And a lot of us have heard those people talk over the years that God's testing us. God's never testing us. He's equipping us for the next battle, for the next triumph, for His glory. You ever notice when folks who feel like they're downtrodden and they've been beat on and just can't go any further, then something happens that delivers them through that valley and they come up on the other side and they're smiling. And the next time something like that happens, it's not so bad for them. A good friend of ours from Fairfield, she's battled disease after disease after disease. She was an educator for 30 some odd years. And you would never know by talking to her that she ever had a whole lot wrong with her. You could look at her and tell that life was slipping away from her. But she always remained positive. And she always told me, because she had helped me on my Foodtastic Friday meals, and she would say, "Terry, you know one thing I always have to do is I have to remember that my God's bigger than anything I've got. And He's going to deliver me through this one way or another." Well, I found out just yesterday that she's back in stage 4 cancer. and life is slowly slipping away from her. And my friend went and visited her, and he called and talked to me about it. And he said the entire time she kept telling him, "Charlie, share my message with other people. Let them realize that my God's bigger. My God's going to save me." She said, "My time here on earth is waning, but I know the reward I'm going to receive is going to be so much greater." In Jeremiah 29:11, it says this, "I know the plans I have." Let me see here. I can't see in the dark. "I know the plans I have in mind for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace, not disaster, to give you a future filled with hope." Filled with hope. Jeremiah wrote this several centuries before Jesus was ever born. And he realized what hope is. We've got to have hope in Christ. We've got to have that ability to experience life for everything it is. We've got to place the hope in "there is tomorrow." We all know Jenny, and we've been praying for Jenny for a long time now. I like to tell you today that I talked to Jenny. Jenny had a heart attack last week. The doctor told her, "Yeah, go ahead, go to Wisconsin, because you know what, Jenny, you're not going to make it to Friday." I got off the phone with Jenny today, and she had just ran 2 miles. Building up her strength, because God said, "It's not your time. I've got a plan for you. Keep going. Keep fighting. There's a plan happening." Another miracle that we need to witness today. Each one of us has stories like that in our life. We got to realize the plan's coming for us. Whatever that plan is, we got to be able to share it with those around us. The one way we can share that is bringing people to the knock at the door. Knock, knock, who's there? It's God. He wants us to celebrate life. He wants us to pray big. Lindy, do you pray big?
I do. I actually have been known to say to God, "Okay, knock me upside the head, whatever you got to do."
That's it.
Like, wait, do it gently.
That's it. Don't put any stipulations on God, Lindy. Let him knock you down. You'll get back up. That's the whole thing. I prayed to God this past week that I want him to knock us down in this church. Knock us down, shake us up, knock the cobwebs off of us. Allow us to really experience life. I encourage you to pray with me to have God shake Alpha up. Not just the church, but the whole community. You all live in different areas of this town. We kind of cover this town in the different spots we live. We know families in this town that are struggling. We know families in this town that don't know Jesus Christ. What we got to do is pray to God and ask him to knock us down, to knock the dust off these seats, to pack this church. So everyone can hear the knock at the door. Please stand and join us on our closing song. "Remind Me Who I Am." Did anybody else hear that electric razor besides me? Somebody's shaving. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're in your house tonight, Lord. I thank you for joining us in worship today, Lord. I felt your presence, and Lord, I thank you for recharging my batteries tonight, Lord. It's been a long week already, and I'm looking forward to the weekend so we can come and gather again and celebrate in your holy name. Lord, as we leave this house tonight, I ask you to remind us who we are. As we go home tonight, encourage us to pray big, Lord, because you are a big God, and you can handle everything we ask for. Lord, I ask you to come upon this community, shake it up from the inside out, Lord. Knock the dust off of us, get the cobwebs out of our ears, and allow us to really experience the words that you are saying to us. In your Son's holy and precious name, I pray. Amen.